This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:37 right now, you're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Melissa Idris. I've got Tan Chung Han and Joyce Goh here with me as we take a look at international markets. Now, some breaking news, folks. We have news that the Trump administration will be slapping a 10% tariff on about $200 billion in Chinese goods next week. And this is setting up what could be a prolonged trade war between the world's two biggest economies. We have joining us on the line to discuss this, Sergey Strigo, co-head of Emerging Market Debt and Currency at Amundi London. Good morning, Sergey. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'd like to get your reaction to the news. What do you make of Trump ratcheting up tariff pressure on China? Do you think this could impact the emerging market debt and currency markets?
Good morning. Yes, I think clearly this is not a positive news for the market, but I think what we can say is that the market was expecting these tariffs to come into play. I think all eyes are now going to be on China, what kind of retaliation, if any, there will be from Chinese authorities. And also we have to look at the next year, if these tariffs, which is now 10%, going to be increased up to 25%, or they will find some sort of agreement. So clearly, I think on the margin, negative news for Asia especially, but I would say by and large this was expected.
Hey, Sergey, you know, wonder if there's any coming back from this then, because we know that this latest round of tariffs comes, you know, a few days after there was reports of perhaps the U.S. and China resuming trade talks being led by Steve Mnuchin. So now that we have these tariffs in threat, these tariffs in place, is it just a one-way street from here on out whereby investors and markets have to price in that we just got to brace ourselves for a full-on trade war?
We still don't think there will be a full-blown trade war because it's clearly going to be negative for every participant, clearly. But I think we have to remember that this is a new tactic from the U.S. administration. If you look at their way of negotiation on different matters over the past few months, this tends to be the trend. First, they put some sort of significant pressure on the counterparty and trying to force that counterparty to come into the table and to agree on something. This is exactly the same tactic that was used in the NAFTA negotiations between Canada and Mexico.
Well, Sergey, investors of emerging markets are trying to gauge whether currency crisis and the steep interest rate hikes being used to fight that, whether that could turn into a broader slowdown and a recession even. You know, all of this with this latest news on the tariffs. So what's your take on this?
Definitely, we have seen a bit more hawkishness from, several central banks in the emerging market countries. In some cases, this is to address underlying inflation trends. In other cases, it is to prevent currency from depreciation further. And, of course, we think that the growth is going to slow down in some emerging market countries. And as you rightly said, some countries will have to go into the recession, and partly this will be to address the imbalances. And clearly the two countries that have been at the epicenter of the crisis in emerging world is Turkey and Argentina. We do expect significant slowdown and recessionary environment to take place over the next few months.
If I could come to a look at treasuries, 10-year treasuries, Sergey, I mean, looking at the yield on the 10 years, it's gone up 3 basis points to 3% on Friday. I guess the first time it breached this mark in 6 weeks. What do you think this is signaling?
I think we're continuing to see strong data coming out of the U.S., and the expectations are that the Fed will continue hiking rates throughout the end of this year and into 2019. I think looking at the levels, being close to 3%, it doesn't really worry me that much. We were already above 3% earlier this year. So far, the 10-year Treasury has been actually pretty stable within sort of 2.75 to 3.10 range. As long as we are within that range, I don't think it's a major worry for the market, but we're clearly watching the trend of the Treasuries.
Beyond what the treasuries are signaling here, Sergey, you know, I'm looking at Fed funds futures right now. For the Fed meeting coming up at the end of this month, markets are pricing it in 99.8% chance of a rate hike. So it looks like a near certainty there. Help us consider the other side of the coin here. What could be the risks whereby the Fed would not make good on what markets are expecting here, i.e. a Fed rate hike this month?
Well, again, I think they will hike. They will continue hiking over the next few months into this year and next year. There are some expectations that potentially U.S. economy will start to slow down over the next couple of years, and then we might see a little bit more balanced rhetoric from the Fed. That obviously would be the best possible scenario for emerging markets. So no recession in the U.S., but slowing down enough for the Fed to take a pause and what do you call it, so-called Goldilocks scenario for emerging markets.
Well, Sergey, which currencies are you betting on right now?
Overall, we are, I would say, fairly cautious on the emerging market currencies today, and that partly has to do with the strong dollar environment. We believe that U.S. dollar will be supported and will stay stronger. But on the other side as well, concerns about, as we discussed, slowdown in emerging markets that will take place over the next few months. So we are underweight Asian currencies, including China, Korea, for example. We like higher yielding currencies in the region, for example, India, Indonesia, and Malaysian ringgit. Other than that, we have changed our exposure in Russia on Russian ruble. We have decreased that exposure over the past few months due to the threat of sanctions from the U.S. So I would say Mexican peso probably remains our biggest bet at this stage. We are quite pleased with the way that the NAFTA renegotiations have been kind of done over the past few weeks, and we think that Mexican peso certainly has some upside.
Well, that was on the currency space, Sergey, but what about in the fixed income space? And because we have seen plenty of intervention from central banks in emerging markets, Turkey, Indonesia, and the like. So what are you preferring when it comes to the emerging market debt space?
In general, in the emerging market debt space, we prefer to be in the hard currency bonds. So sovereign bonds, government bonds denominated in U.S. dollars, because we believe that the credit spreads have adjusted by and large to the trade war stories and overall macroeconomic adjustment in these countries. On the local currency side, it's a little bit difficult to be too excited because we think that inflation is going to probably to come up in several countries. There are some clearly oversold stories, like Turkish interest rates look clearly very, very high. But that obviously depends on the news coming out of Turkey, because it is a specific risk. Other than that, again, Mexican bonds for me have good value. Bonds, for example, in local currencies in Indonesia also have an interesting opportunity following the recent sell-off.
Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. That was Sergey Strigo, co-head of Emerging Market and Currency at Amundi London. After this, we'll be discussing updates around about 1MDB, including a look at the Pakatan Harapan pre-election promise to raise all royalties for East Malaysia. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.